Ever since the shooting last Saturday in Arizona, I've been following the reaction online. One thread of commentary that's really struck me is that of the novelist Walter Kern on Twitter. One of Walter's recent novels was called The Unbinding, in which he conceived of a character not unlike Jared Lautner.
Well, it was a sense of recognition. I mean, when Lautner revealed himself and he reminded me of this character that I'd created, you know, in some ways, the egomaniacal part of me thought I saw this coming. But I also had a fearful sense that the forces that created this Lautner, which are somewhat new, you know, the internet, maybe spawning more of him. And then I had a little shock of fear. And I think that's what led me to Twitter so much, because I thought, you know, I hope the zombie army isn't coming out of the woodwork here. I mean, that's my terrible fear, is that while we're trying to talk about this, other Jared Lautners are logging on to the MySpace account and leaving their last testament. I hope that we learn to recognize this type is among us before more damage is done.
One of your tweets that struck me was, has anyone noticed that 3/4 of young adult culture involves vampires, zombies, serial killers, and gang wars? You're saying if we're trying to point fingers, we should point it at all of us who have created and occupy this virtual world.
Well, it seems like this guy, I mean, I've seen descriptions of him as someone who slept all the time because he preferred the dream world to the real one. Well, we're allowing this dream world created by the internet and the ability to wear an iPod 24/7 and so on to sort of take over our lives if we wish. And it's not having good effects on people who are tenuously attached to reality in the first place. Isn't it incumbent on us to look at its actual causes and the actual climate in which it grows up, not just use it as fodder for our old, boring political arguments?
Yeah. And it seems to me, I mean, among other things, people are permitted by this technology and greater production values than ever to sort of exist as fictional characters of their own devising.
Exactly. And if we look at this story as a story and not as a basis for issue-oriented argument, we see all sorts of characters who are stranger than fiction, as it were, who defy stereotypes, defy partisan description. We see a gay man who rushes in like a hero in a Western. We see a crusty sheriff who looks from a distance like he's going to speak like John Wayne and then sounds more like Robert Kennedy or something. We see a young Jewish congresswoman who was actually pro-gun and very middle of the road, who insisted on meeting the public in a very polarized district and showed more courage than, dare I say it, Sarah Palin shooting a moose in Alaska. So I would only ask as a novelist that we stay with the reality here rather than, you know, ride the hobby horses we came in on until they're dead.
Yes, and not try to take all these beautifully, strangely shaped pegs and pound them into the round hole we have chosen in advance.
You know, I'm a writer, and there's one vision of America that I think we could use more of, and here's where my partisanship reveals itself. You know, there was a time in the 19th century when Walt Whitman, you know, through his poetry, painted a portrait of America as this wonderfully diverse, truly diverse, not in some sort of check-the-box sort of way, society made up of people who defied description because freedom had allowed them to grow into shapes that the old world might not have allowed them to grow into. And if we look at this through a Whitmanian lens, I think what will be revealed is everything good, interesting, fascinating, and troubling about our democracy. If we can take it all and look at it globally, handle it, and appreciate it, we may come out of this having actually learned something rather than just found a new basis for our old conflicts.
Walter Kern, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Walter Kern is the author of the novels The Unbinding, Up in the Air, and others. And you can follow him on Twitter at Walter Kern.